Welcome aboard.
Listen up.
I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Listen up.
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the Nick and Nan Radio Show, live on TalkZone.com, waiting for our guest, Jadore Taylor, to jump on board. But if you'd like to jump on board this morning, very easy to do. 847-470-0937. That's 847-470-0937. I'm Nick Allen. Glad you're here. Miss Nan is taking care of her mom today. If you're just joining us, my mother-in-law suffered a couple of strokes. That's one of the reasons why we moved back here from Montgomery, Alabama, a little over a year ago to take care of her. And today we decided to go ahead and do hospice. Now, Miss Nan, for those of you who are unaware, she is a hospice nurse, and she does hospice on the weekends from 8 a.m. Saturday morning till 8 a.m. Monday morning, going out to homes and nursing homes and making people's lives a little bit more comfortable in during their final days, really, when you think about it. And it was very hard on us to finally go the hospice route with Miss Nan's mom, because then you're coming to the realization that, I hate to put it this way, but it's true, you know, coming to the realization that the end is near. And how do you handle that situation? I mean, Miss Nan's mom, she can't speak. She only communicates via writing with her pen and pad. Also, she's having a hard time swallowing. So right now, Miss Nan is with her mom at the doctor's office today. So hopefully they'll be able to stretch her mom's neck so she'll be able to swallow. She hasn't been eating for quite some time. And it just has to be done. So hopefully we'll have some good news after the podcast is over with today. 847-470-0937. 847-470-0937 is the number. Do you have family members that are going through the same thing? Have you decided to contact a hospice agency to make your loved ones feel comfortable during their remaining days here on this planet? How did that make you feel? We'd love to hear from you and your thoughts as well. And if you are going through this, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, of course. All righty, so we're still trying to get Jadore on the board here. And see that if you're new to the show, sometimes, and if you're not new to the show, you may know that sometimes our guests maybe get their days mixed up. I mean, I could go and read emails and tell you that, oh, everything's fine, everything's confirmed, July 17th. Yes, we'll be on board, looking forward to it. And I send, and I make a point to do this the day before the interview. You know, that's what good interviewers do. They send reminder emails the day before and let the guest know that they're looking for it. This is a reminder email that, don't forget, be on board, be on our show tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here's the number to call into the program. And then they just blow you off. And I don't know why. I mean, it's only good for them to get a plug out for whatever it is that they do for a living, be it an author, be it a musician, be it a comic. I mean, we've had some great guests on the show. I mean, great, reliable guests on the Nick and Nan Radio Show in the past. And basically, we make sure that they are aware that, you know, you have a commitment, and you should fulfill that commitment. And being the nice guy that I am, I'm going to send you a reminder email to make sure that you're going to be on board on the show the next day. And that's what I did yesterday and this morning. So where's she at? I'm not bitter. Well, yes, I am. Because, you know, you rely on people. And this really comes to mind, actually. You're trying to rely on folks to do what they said they were going to do, and then they don't do it. And it kind of makes you a little bit upset. And like the time that we were supposed to have Michael Lohan on the show, you know, Lindsay's dad, and he blew us off. Yeah. I mean, this doesn't happen to us a lot, I think a total of maybe, I think this might be the second or third time a guest kind of bailed without any reason, without any notice whatsoever. Number three. Thank you, Dave. This is the third time. Third time's a charm, but not in this case. And it's really bothering me immensely. And unfortunately, I don't have a number for Jidori to call her up. And but number two rebooked the following week. Yes, he did. Number two did rebook the following week. So, but it still counts as the third time, which is not a charm. And if I had hair, I'd probably pull it out. And if I had a number, I would probably call and say, hey, look, where are you? Why aren't you jumping on board? Why aren't you here? Where are you at? So, if we do not hear Jidori, it is now 36 after the hour, before our next break, well, we are not going to rebook her. But next week's guest, I will tell you this, and let me go ahead and pull up my calendar here. Next week's guest, and here's what I'm going to do. After today's show, I guarantee it, I am going to contact our next week's guest via phone, via email, and say, hi, I'm just giving you a week's notice that you're going to be on the Nick and Nan radio show on TalkZone.com next Tuesday at 10:30. And our next week's guest is Kristen Burt. She's going to be our guest for next week. And let me go ahead and pull up some information about her real fast. Kristen Burt is a red carpet TV and entertainment reporter. She is the person who talks to all the stars on the red carpet, and we're looking forward to that. That is going to be on next week's show, the Talk Zone interview with Kristen Burt, red carpet closet TV entertainment reporter. So that's going to be on the show for next week. Now, if you want to jump on board, and you can come on board. It's very easy to do. 847-470-0937. That's 847-470-0937. 0937. Whatever you have on your mind, whatever you got on your plate, whatever you want to get off your chest today, we would love to talk with you on the Nick and Nan radio show. Now, let me close out my Google email here real fast and go back to our Talk Zone show. Talk Zone on Skype. You can also IM us on Skype as well and call us on Skype. It's NIC.ALLEN and the number two. All right. What else is going on in our lives? Let me go ahead and get rid of these because that's done. That's done. Are you a big Cubs or White Sox fan? Let me jump on board. Okay, who is this? Hang on for a second. Let me answer this real fast. Hello, may I help you? Hello? Yes, hello. I'm right in the middle of a radio show. Can I call you back? Okay, bye. Okay, don't call my cell phone while I'm in the middle of it. Please do that. All right, 38 minutes after the hour, and let's see. I always thought it kind of throws me a little bit of a curveball when we don't have guests on the show, because then it's like all of my best laid plans just go right out the window. Has that happened to you? and see, I'm supposed to follow my own advice to always have a plan B. Well, in this case, I don't have a plan B. So, in other words, I guess don't listen to my advice if I can't follow my advice myself. But no, seriously, always have a backup plan. But anyhow, getting back to the Cubs for a second, it's another lost season for the Cubs, and I'm a huge Chicago Cubs fan. I mean, a big Cubs fan. I mean, a big Cubs fan. As a matter of fact, I went to high school with grade school, excuse me. Let me back up several thousands of years. Went to grade school. St. Joseph's Military Academy in went to grade school with Ernie Banks' twin sons, Joey and Jerry Banks, back in the day. And I remember I got into a fisticuffs with Joey. I don't know. I don't remember what it was, but we got into a fight, and the nuns broke us up, and ever since then, we have been the best of friends. We still keep in touch. But it's another lost season for the Chicago Cubs. Well, it looks like Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation might actually be the team's MVP. You may have seen this on TV. He is gone brim to brim with Chicago White Sox partisan Craig Robinson from The Office during a trio of rivalry ads for a new era caps. And at the very least, the mustachioed Offerman has gained an intangible edge over his adversary by simply knowing how to properly break in a baseball hat. Well, with that being said, Robinson is clearly superior when it comes to singing Take Me Out to the Ballgame. So, we knew it was going to come down to this. By this, I mean an old-school Windy City staring contest. If you check out the ad in the fourth and final new era cap ad, the two settle things like children, I mean men. Neither seems to be willing to back down, though a Yankees superfan Alec Baldwin would scoff at their pathetic need for a bathroom break. You can watch the season's final clip on EW.com in their pop watch and then review a behind-the-scenes montage of the making of the commercials. Oh, and if you're really into wins and results, if you are a White Sox fan, they're sitting pretty in first place in the AL Central. While the Cubs are languishing in fifth in the NL Central, 13 and a half games back of the Reds. Bummin'. But they have won four in a row, so I guess they're due for another loss. Yes, they are due for another loss. So if you get a chance to check out those new era ads either on EW.com or on a TV set near you. All right, got that done with that story. Throw that in the trash can. 847-470-0937. 847-470-0937 is today's call-in number to jump on board to the Nick and Nan of Radio Show. And our last segment that is going to be coming up shortly is going to see how your chakras and planets and your stars are aligned. And that's called horoscopes. That's going to be after our next break. If you are just joining us, it's the Nick and Nan Radio Show. We talk about just about anything. Your thoughts, your dreams, your successes, your pluses, your minuses, your alphas, your omegas, what makes you tick, what makes us tick, and how we can come to some sort of a conclusion if you have things that are on your mind and you want to get them off your chest, that's what we're here for. You can also check out a lot of the great shows that are on TalkZone.com, anywhere from pageantry to money matters to sports. If you haven't checked out Sports and Torts, you are missing out on a really cool program that comes up after we get done on a Tuesday. TalkZone.com has so many different shows that are on that you can listen via your computer, also on your smartphone as well. So check them out. That's www.talkzone.com, www.talkzone.com. Check out whatever ails you, whatever you want to find out about. It is all there. TalkZone.com, of course, the number one internet talk radio program. Everywhere. Anywhere. So check that out. All right. It's 43 after the hour. We're going to go ahead and take this little break, come back and see how your chakras, your planets, your stars, your focus is happening. Horoscopes are next after the break on the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com.